This is Jay Danger of 627, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, 627, back after a couple of years, and we're looking forward to talking to him again. So great rock and roll ahead. Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody. We are set for another great show, another great artist band story for you. We have 627 on here, and they're going to be they're finishing up their breakfast, and we're going to rock out with them here in a few minutes. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Check back often for more exciting podcasts with great bands like 627 and all the other artists we've had on here. Do your part to promote great music by just sharing. When you go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and you're checking out the podcasts, the ones you like, just pop. There's all the little buttons there for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Just share it around. Let the world know what you're into. Let your friends know, and they can share it around too. And this is how we promote music in the second decade of the 21st century. So help yourself to that, and do your part to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. If you'd like to get a little deeper, if you'd like some behind-the-scenes stuff, if you'd like exclusive music and exclusive video that you can't get anyplace else, I encourage you to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You can get involved with my inner circle there. There's a lot of cool stuff we're doing. I don't have time to go into all of it right here, but if you go to that web link, LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, you're going to find some very cool, tasty stuff, exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive community that you can get involved with there. So we'd be happy to have you as part of that. As I was saying at the top of the show here, we have Greg Bilderback and company on the line here from the band 627. Had him on a couple of years ago. Great, just straight up rock band with a cool alternative sort of leanings and vibe to them, but just good stuff, rocking really hard, and we love that. Greg, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, thank you. It's really awesome to be here. We were just discussing before we went on with you, it's like, it's hard to believe we even made it 2 years and survived the way in this environment long enough to do this again. So thanks, it's awesome to be here.
So why don't we you guys, so this is a band of brothers, correct? Is everybody brothers, or there's a non-brother involved?
Three of us are brothers. So I have with me here to my left, Matt Bilderback, my younger brother, who plays the drums. And to my right, I have my older brother, Jason Bilderback, who plays the guitar with me in this band. And then the only guy that's not a Bilderback is our bass player, Mike Knapp. But I have been friends with Mike since about the eighth grade, maybe seventh grade, so he might as well be family.
Part of the family. I was going to ask you guys how you got together, but being brothers is, you know, might be self-explanatory. But so let's rephrase the question. How is it? What's it like being in a band with family? Because I'm in a business with family. I know right. How that can be.
Yeah, right. Well, the cool thing is that, like, Jason and I have been playing rock music since probably before our younger brothers were even born. I mean, Matt is 5 years younger than I am, and Jason and I started recording stuff on cassettes, even just using our mouths as instruments to make songs that we thought was rock and roll, you know, since I was 5, 6, 7 years old. So, I mean, it's us making music together has always been a thing. Matt has a rich musical history of doing choir and jazz music and all kinds of other things, but this is the first time that he's actually been in a rock band, and the first time that he's been in a band with Jason and I, who have had, you know, probably 30 bands together since we were kids.
It's something that I've always wanted to do, is be in a band with these guys. So that's been kind of like a dream come true.
So yeah, it's actually really fun, and the great part about it is we're a super close-knit group of brothers. We have one more brother, our youngest brother Phil, who's a surgeon, and thus he's less available to gallivant around the country and stroke his ego in a rock band, but
that doctoring kind of gets in the way, you know.
Yeah, it does.
What is give us a little bit of the history of 627 and catch us up to speed as to where we are right now.
All right. Well, it really all kind of started when I believe it was 2015, the Christmas of 2015. My daughter and I went to go see Muse at the Key Arena, and I hadn't been in a rock band in a really long time. I had played at church and some worship bands, but I had kind of given up touring and you know, that kind of thing to just kind of, you know, mess around at home. And my older brother Jason was in a band in Texas that was actively doing a bunch of shows, and I had just gotten back from seeing them live when I visited them for Thanksgiving. And then I went to the Muse concert, and I was really getting the itch to discontinue spectating and and be on stage. And then my younger brother Matt ironically got me a gift certificate to, or a gift card to, Guitar Center that year for Christmas, and I went out and bought a pedal board and a guitar and a little amp, and then it just kind of went nuts after that. Once I started, I couldn't stop. I started roping in all the brothers to get on board and play some of these songs with me that I had recorded, and I wanted to have a live show lineup. And then once we started gigging, then I pretty much was addicted, and now I've been roping them into the cause as much as they can get out of. I mean, we all have to work day jobs, so that stuff gets in the way, not as much as doctoring maybe, but enough to pay the bills.
How long was the hiatus for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I was in a band in 2007 that played some local shows called Victor Cutoff, but that really was never serious. We made a garage recording but didn't do anything with it. And then, really from 1998 to 2016, I had been out of the game.
Wow. Okay. Well, this just goes to show that, like, once I think it's in your blood, you know, sooner or later it calls you back. You just can't get away from it. So tell us a little bit about 627's music. What is the sort of like musical ethos or vibe of the band?
Well, interestingly enough, because we all are writing songs together now, the sound has evolved quite a bit from the handful of songs that I started with. But I'm a huge Foo Fighters fan, and I'm obviously talking about Muse and the way that I've been inspired by them. But Jason and I grew up listening to No Means No from Vancouver, Canada, and they really kind of taught us to break the chains off of what commercial music was saying you could or couldn't do, and yet you could still have fun and make beautiful music and create a following and a scene and all of, I mean, everything about what that band did and the way that they did it kind of influenced how we go about what we do. But, you know, Mike grew up, he's a few years older than me, so Mike is like a little more metal leaning than I am, and I'm a little more grunge. So like I was more into like the Mudhoney sound of grunge, and Mike is more into the Alice in Chains kind of grunge.
Okay.
Maybe I might be a little bit of a stretch for a description, but I
eclectic is probably okay. What he's trying to say.
All right, I got you. Eclectic, I got you.
But it's interesting because, you know, each one of us does our thing, and I rarely tell Matt what to play, and rarely do Mike and I tell each other what to play. So in the end, like the whatever I had in my head or whomever had in their head when they brought the riff to practice that day, that's not always what you get when you're done.
Right, because everybody sort of like pulls together and you know, puts their stamp on it.
Yeah.
So in other words, it's a real band.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the Greg Bilderbeck show.
No, despite what it might look like.
Say that again. The name of the band from Canada that influenced you guys. What were they called again?
No Means No. They were on Alternative Tentacles, which was Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, okay, independent label. And there was a lot of great bands and a whole scene centered around No Means No and that record label. And it really altered the course of Jason and I's musical lives in a way that no other band could be responsible for.
I wanted to make a note of it because I'm not familiar with him, and I definitely want to check it out. Let's go ahead and crank up the. I believe this is the first track, correct? Heaven Knows, is that the first track on the album?
It is, and it's actually a riff that Mike, our bass player, wrote on the guitar and then taught me how to play, and then just kind of blew up from there.
Okay, this check this out. This is a very cool song. You guys sort of describe it as a kind of arena rock kind of jam. So get the you guys want to get like, well, we can't do lighters anymore, but you can hold your cell phone up while it's rocking out. Check it out, guys. This is Heaven Knows, 627 on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll be right back. Okay, so your bass player brings the riff to you. You play. What happens with the? How does the lyrics come about? Do you guys collaborate on that as well, or is it just whoever brings the song brings the lyrics?
Greg is a treasure trove of lyrics. Okay. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Well, I think it's. I don't know if it's that or if I'm just good at sifting through the garbage. I mean, so lyrically, what usually happens is once we start jamming on a riff, then I start searching for a melody. So I will start blathering random garbage.
Gotcha.
And until I kind of settle on a melody that I like. And then eventually, while blathering out the garbage, one or two good lines will usually come out and stick. And then that's sort of like starting the game of Scrabble from the center of the board.
I like that.
And then it's a lyrical game of Scrabble for me after that. I just start building off of that one. Whether that line ends up being in the chorus or in the verse, that sort of changes from time to time. But eventually I will say one thing that doesn't sound ridiculous. And then we just go from there. I would never want to do this in front of anybody that wasn't in my band, however, because there are a lot of lines that aren't worth keeping that come out.
Bad jokes, weird puns.
Or the same line. That's another thing I've noticed recently is when I do this, I start with like the same line. Lyrically, I will essentially say the same thing that I've said in 100 other of these brainstorming things, but I won't stay there, hopefully.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just like, it's kind of like a go-to. It's like picking up the guitar and, you know, looking for, searching for ideas, and maybe you always fall on like A, G, and D or something, just to kind of like
it's definitely the ball always rolling. An A for me. I don't even realize I'm doing it because I don't read music. I play entirely by ear, and then I will show something to somebody that is an actual musician in my band, and they're like, okay, you're just going A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And like, what's going on here, man?
So what is Dub 7 Records?
Dub 7 Records at first was just a bunch of garage recordings that I've made over the last 20, 25 years. I mean, I've always had a fascination with recording music. That's the coolest part about developing this friendship in the last couple years with Jack and Dino is like, I only know who he is because I didn't just listen to music from Nirvana and Mudhoney and whomever. Like, I wanted to know who was recording this stuff and how they were doing it. And I've always thought Jack and Dino is kind of a hero of Seattle music that gets lost in the shuffle when you talk about things. And to actually be friends with that guy now, 2 years later, seems insane. I have no idea why he gives so much real-time attention to my garbage art, but he does, and it's been immensely helpful. And I just started recording music a long time ago. I've had four tracks and Roland VS-1680s and eventually graduated to the traditional way of recording software now on your laptop or whatever.
So you guys are self-produced, or
The first album, the first album that we came and talked to you about with last time, that was produced by Jack and Dino at a soundhouse.
Gotcha.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful recording. It's so good. But one of the things that I felt disappointed with after doing that was like, in regards to the Dub 7 Records thing, like I kind of always wanted Dub 7 Records to be like we did this kind of from our own hands. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I cheated a little bit by having Jack record us. I know the recording was better, but it was like, it was kind of what I was trying to do. But at the same time, I kind of got a leg up. And so this time I wanted to stay true to the garage filtered sound of my old recordings. And so while this one's a little bit less polished, I think it sounds a little bit more like what you hear when you see us live.
Okay. And what is, let's talk about the live situation. I know that you guys do try to break out, and even despite the day job, try to do a little bit of touring. You have a video on your site from Live at the Whiskey and stuff like that. So what does the live situation look like? What do you guys got coming up, like maybe in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, it's cool that we're doing this or having this conversation today, because in the last 2 weeks, like, I went from having one or two things on the calendar to being booked out to the rest of the year.
Oh, cool.
And so as this album has come out and we've gotten a little bit of attention our way, it's been super helpful for scheduling live stuff. So tonight, we are dropping the CD. You can buy it online now at iTunes or Spotify or Amazon, wherever you shop. You can go to dub7records.com and get it there. So we're doing our CD release party tonight in Seattle at El Corazon. We have an awesome lineup of really, really, really good local bands. We have Beast Folk kicking things off, followed by Featherpoint, a band that I fell in love with when I saw them a couple months ago in Tacoma. And then the Finger Guns are wrapping things up before we get on. And those guys are just have a really cool old school punk, super high energy stage vibe. It's going to be really, really awesome. And a lot of people dig that band. They're getting big right now, too. So I think it's cool that, and I'm super honored that they're willing to even share a stage with us. We've played with them before and they just blew my mind.
Cool. All right. So what, anything else you want to add about what's coming up?
In October for our drummer, my younger brother Matt's birthday is the 28th. We're playing the Rendezvous in Seattle. And then Thanksgiving weekend, we're headlining at the Crocodile, which is a really cool club that I've been trying to get shows at since I was 19. And okay. Here we are at 41 years old. I'm going to do this. And and then we're going to do a benefit show on the 21st at Funhouse or El Corazon. I'm not sure which room yet. And that's going to benefit the Youth Care Orion Center homeless teen shelter. So we're excited about doing that for Christmas.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you online? And we already talked about where they can pick up the record, but where they can sort of like follow along and keep on track with everything you guys have going on.
Sure. If you want to check in with our blog, you can go to www.dub7records.com. Dub 7 is spelled D-U-B-S-E-V-E-N, spelled out all the way. So www.dub7records.com is the headquarters. You can find links to our Facebook, our Instagram, all of the Spotify, Amazon, wherever you need to get your music from. That's the headquarters.
Gotcha. Headquarters is dub7records.com. All right. Hey, great. Anything you guys want to add before we wrap up for today?
I actually do. This is Jason. I have one thing to add. I wanted to go back to your very first question where you were talking about what it's like being in a band with your family. Uh-huh. The cool thing about being in a band with your family is when you're having creative differences and you tell each other to F off, you know at the end of the day you'll all hug it out. So that's how we've lasted.
I'm glad you clarified that. No, that's what it is. Then anybody out there that has had to deal with family on some type of professional level or a creative endeavors and stuff like that, that's just how it is.
Just being in a band, it's very easy to get in that headspace,
too. Right, and so if you've ever been in a band with somebody that wasn't your family and they told you to F off, sometimes that was the last time you guys ever practiced. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I guess that's the end of the band. Okay, great.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Yes, I'm a solo act now.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks so much for getting on today, man. It was a lot of fun, as always. And I dig so far what I've heard, man, on the new record. The video, too. We should throw that out real quick, too. New Solutions. That's kind of a cool thing that you did. It's got a little bit of a three 311 kind of vibe.
So here's the funny thing about that song is that we started doing it sort of as a joke because I'm kind of particular about, like, I love bands like Weezer, but for me, for some reason, like doing more stuff that's more jokey in context is hard for me when it comes to art. Okay. And I just felt like I'd gotten in a little bit of a space where I was taking myself too seriously. And so we just wanted to do something that was a giant departure from what we typically do. And it's sort of a polarizing thing because not everybody expects to hear that kind of sound when they look up a 627 song. And And, you know, it is a little different, but it was just fun. Like, how often do we just let our 627 hair down and say, you know, yeah, go ahead, make fun of us. It's cool. We're having fun, too.
I just want to mention, too, you guys should, like, check. The video's on their website. And what's very cool about the song, and I think is tough to do, is you guys have those harmonies that kick it off and kind of and recur, like, in the choruses and stuff like that. That's tricky stuff musically, and not a lot of bands can pull that off. So,
here's a funny thing about you used the 311 comparison, which we've gotten a few times, and it's really funny because what we were trying to do was like the Butthole Surfers kind of sound, where it's like that weird droney.
Yeah,
and that's not what happened at all. We ended up with 311, and so my apologies for that if you're not a 311 fan, but.
No, but
we were going for the Butthole Surfers,
and I get the sort of kind of Weezer sort of. It has a more kind of a light vibe to it.
Yeah, it's just not as serious as like Heaven Knows, or like, you know, like you're losing your wife, or you lost your job, or you didn't get that raise that you were told that you got. You know, all the serious crap I'm normally bitching about.
Well, good. I'm glad that you were able to lighten up a little bit and put out something fun for once.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Guys, thanks a lot, man. Stick around. I need to do a little business with you guys before we wrap, after we wrap up. So just hang out for a minute. I'm going to wrap up the show, okay?
Cool. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you.
No problem, guys. All right. Hey, that is 627. And you can find out all about 627. And everything is at dub7records.com. And 7 is spelled out, dub7records.com. Everything's there. All the links to all the good stuff, all the videos, the whole shooting match. You can check it all out there. Awesome band playing real guitars. There's none of this, you know, funny business. The actual musicians actually playing music, kicking ass, and we love it. So dub7records.com, that is where you can find out all about 627, get their music and everything. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Check it out. Share the podcast around. There's some merch there, too. Everybody's on. You forget to mention the merch. You forgot the merch. Get some cool merch. That helps us keep the lights on, helps us keep doing what we're doing. You want to dig a little deeper. You want to get involved on a little more intimate level with what we have going on here. Go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. There's exclusive music, exclusive video. You can get in on all kind of cool behind the scenes stuff. The real dirty jokes happen there. So if you like all that stuff, you can go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. My special thanks to 627 for getting on the line with us today, despite their reluctance with dealing with Skype. They did a great job, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.